week in Washington where racial tensions have been stoked. This week, President Donald Trump told four minority opposition Democrat members of Congress they could leave the country if they were unhappy and go back to the countries they came from. His comments sparking passage of a House resolution that condemned some of his verbal and Twitter attacks as racist. One of those congresswomen targeted, Ilhan Omar, spoke to supporters in her home state. On KSTP-TV, she said she's not going to stop speaking about President Trump and his administration.
We are going to continue to be a nightmare to this president because his policies are a nightmare to us, and we are not deterred.
President Trump continues to face backlash at home and abroad. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau criticized the verbal attacks on the female members of Congress.
The comments made were hurtful, wrong, and completely unacceptable.
And European Council President Donald Tusk said on CTV the comments were out of line.
If you feel that something is totally unacceptable, you have to react. Despite business, despite interest, for me, values are much more important than trade.
Thursday, the president was asked about chance of send her back at a political rally the previous night when he criticized Omar. Trump has since disavowed the chant and said he tried to stop it, though television footage shows he stood by silently for 13 seconds. A U.S. official says there is very clear evidence the USS Boxer shot down an Iranian drone that threatened the U.S. Navy warship in the Strait of Hormuz. President Donald Trump made the statement on Thursday. Iran is denying the allegations. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced in Argentina the U.S. has imposed financial sanctions against a Hezbollah militant group.